Okay, this is a little bit of a reprieve here. I haven't uploaded for a while, and I apologize for that. I was almost taking a break of sorts, but I needed to get back into something, and I had been thinking of this concept this whole week. A family member cleaned out a dental office, and one of the things that had come to me while cleaning out this dental office was the fact that we need to take breaks in our grief and in our work that we're doing. Even if we haven't hit grief yet, we still need to take breaks with whatever we're doing. So, for instance, my dad's friend Tom passed away 6 weeks to the day, and nearly the exact same time of day that my dad had passed away. Best friends for over 50 years, did everything together, and now in death they are together again. One of the things that I was thinking about mostly with their passings was the amount of stuff that needs to be done after somebody passes away. For my mom, she had to go through accounts, she had to close them, she had to merge them, she had to. And same thing with my dad's friend Tom. His wife is now trying to clean out and close down dental practices, and it's just like for her, the other day she was leaving for the day, and she said, "Well, I could come back later or whatever, when I'm done with whatever I'm doing, I could come back. You don't understand how many all-nighters I've pulled trying to do this stuff." And I said, "This stuff will get done. It's not a matter of how quickly it gets done, but it will get done. We have to pace ourselves and we have to take breaks." And so I had known a little bit more about the situation than just off of first hand, but because she's been so overwhelmed with closing these practices and getting these letters out to people and doing all the clerical stuff that she's doing, she really hasn't had the time to sit back and process and grieve both of these losses in her life. And for that, there's no amount of time that it'll take to actually process that grief. But at the same time, there is the option to take a break when you need it. I've been going over there, I've been working 3 to 5 hours. Basically, I'm just preparing files to be shredded and then doing some other stuff with the files. And I'm only over there 3 to 5 hours a day because my relationship with Tom was so great, I thought. He was like a second father to me these last 6 weeks, after my dad passed, before he passed. And all my life, he had always been there for me if I needed somebody. And it's just the amount of work and whatnot that goes into something like this. This is a massive operation. And there's probably thousands of files at his office that I'm preparing to be shredded and separating X-rays and doing some paper trimming and stuff with the folders. And it's an immaculate process. But it reinforces the idea that we need to take breaks and that we need to be mindful of our own limits in what we're doing. It's not healthy for us to work 12 hours a day doing something like this because we need to have other things that we focus on. So one of the things that both my mom and her kind of relate with is not only did they both lose their husbands, but in this process, they've both been spending long hours looking at computers, sitting down, looking at computers, and just from basic knowledge, that's never good. It's never good to be sitting and staring at a computer for long hours of a day. Secondly, another thing that it is, and for me, this is something that I've learned, is that I'm mostly sitting down and bending over and carrying stuff for this work that I'm doing, but my back starts to hurt after about 4.5 hours. So I have to get up, I have to walk around, I have to do something else. But ultimately, after that 5 hours is up, I'm like, okay, I'm headed out for the day. I'll see you the next day. So, and she told me the other day, I don't care what you don't get done, I'll finish it. But I said, no, I'm gonna finish it. It's not a matter of me not finishing it. That's something I'm definitely going to do. But I have to take breaks in order to get it done. Same thing with grief in general. We have to take breaks from our grief. We have to do things differently than what we would have done because grief is a process that it's just, you have to know your limit. My last episode that I posted was about meeting people, but also the episode before that, I was in Colorado with my mom, and I had talked about a little with her that we have to do more things like that. We have to get away. We have to take a break from reality and get away together in honor of my dad, in memory of my dad, because we have to get used to spending time together, one-on-one. Whether that's going out to dinner in a new place, going out to dinner here, whatever it is, we have to take a break from our shared grief and really come to terms with here we are. Overall, with everything, it is something that's just encapsulating life. Grief is a process that is never ending. It's never going to end. We're never going to be out of grief. And I'm going to experience grief again when my mother passes away, when the dog passes away. I'm going to feel grief again. I would say that the grief I felt with my dad's passing is fairly manageable. I never imagined that it would be manageable because my dad and I had such a close relationship and a close bond, and we did almost all sporting events together. And now it's like, okay, who do I do sporting events with? I talked about a few episodes ago about going to a baseball game. I had an extra ticket, and I think I asked 25 people. They were all busy. Even the guy that worked with my dad and whatnot in the office, who could have gotten into that game for free, he was busy too. So, finally, I finally did find somebody to go, but it just, again, reiterated the fact that if my dad was here, him and I would have gone to that game together. There was not many opportunities that Tom and my dad passed up free sporting events. But it's that in general that is just so surreal to me. I realized that everyone I asked was busy for a reason. They're all doing things with family or friends or away or working or whatever. It didn't help that everybody that I asked was busy. Finally, I got to one person that wasn't busy and wanted to go to a pirate game, wanted to go to a pirate game for a while, and I'm actually taking him to Tuesday night's baseball game as well. We went to that last game that we went to was a afternoon game. We sweated bullets the entire game. So it'll be nice to go to an evening game and not have to worry about dying of heat exhaustion. So anyways, it's stuff like that though. It's things like that that we have to do to take breaks. Even with my mom, who's been coming to baseball games with me, we're actually going to a baseball game tonight together. It is important for both of us to realize that we don't need each other to go to baseball games together. It was really kind of her not only to go, she has something to do next week, but there was a night next week that they had good ticket availability for, and I was able to invite my cousin, his friend, and the same friend that I took to the last baseball game. So that worked out really well. It worked out that I was able to find three people to go with me in these seats. It's also just really interesting when I look at everything. My dad's birthday was July 14th. That was a weird day. I didn't think too much about it being his birthday, but my emotions were definitely in the way of that. We went to a book signing for Dick LeBeau, a legendary Steelers defensive coordinator, spent nearly 50 years in the NFL, whether that was through coaching and playing. He was a cornerback back in the day for the Colts, and really was a really tremendous quarterback. Cornerback. His career interception count was like 81 or something like that. So we go to the signing, we're sitting next to people that we actually knew in a way, they were acquaintances. They were my dad's friends, basically. And it was just a weird thing for me. I'm trying to celebrate my dad's birthday. I'm trying to be happy on his birthday, but I also have these just awkward emotions. And I wasn't the nicest person I could have been that day. I admit that. I realized that I wasn't the nicest person of all time. I realized that there's things that happened that I can't take back. There's things I said that I can't undo. There is a lot of things that could have been better. It was a tremendous event, don't get me wrong, but my actions did not make, would not have made my dad proud. We'll put it that way. And at the end of the day, I'm not happy about that at all. My mom, I've never seen her so angry. I was surprised that we went to dinner to celebrate my dad's birthday. I was surprised that we were able to go to dinner. That's how mad she was. I would have been perfectly fine if she got in the car and I said, "Take me back to my place." Because I didn't deserve dinner at that point. But she didn't. We went to dinner together. We had a nice evening together. We talked. We got to learn things about each other that we hadn't known before. I opened up a little bit more about my depression and my whatnot with my grief. And yeah, it's grief is something that has been scary to me, especially when I get into these late nights where I need support, but I really don't have it because everyone's gone to bed. Thankfully, I have been playing Xbox. I play Fortnite. Like, I have been playing Fortnite with a couple of my friends. We just play for 3 or 4 hours at night, basically, and it's really nice to have that gaming because, again, it's me taking a break from reality. We're playing Xbox, and I'm able to separate myself from what's actually going on in the world. And that for me is it's a different feeling for me because I feel better, I guess, that I'm able to do that I have separated time away from to do that. Also, a amazing video game just came out. Well, comes out today officially, but I pre-ordered it, so it came out on Monday. For me, I was able to play it. It was College Football 25. The last game that I played of College Football series was 2014. I waited 11 years for this game. So coming home and taking a break and playing this game has been really nice. I remember as I'm playing this game, I remember Tom saying that he wanted to learn how to play Madden and he wanted to learn how to play the big video games of the era a bunch of times. It never happened. We never did that, but it was just memorable to say, "Okay, let's play Madden together," or whatever. We never got to do it, but now I feel like he's with me while I'm playing college football. Same with my dad. He would come downstairs sometimes while I'd be playing Xbox on some of these sporting games. Just the graphics are just absolutely insane. They're insane graphics. It almost looks like you're watching ESPN, but you're not. You're playing a video game. MLB The Show is one of those games where the graphics are so crazy, you would think that you're watching a game on TV. And it always mesmerized my dad anytime he would see those graphics. Just, anyways, it's just stuff like that. We have to do things to alleviate the stress and depression and anger that we feel every day during this process. We have to take breaks, in other words. We have to do things that we would do differently than our normal routine because we have to stay focused. We have to stay focused in other parts of our life, so we have to continue to make sure that we are at our best mental health. I wanted to leave today off with taking breaks and how important taking breaks are. A hobby, and most importantly, I think it's important to also find hobbies that you can do to also get your mind off things. Something I've started to do is climb. I've started to go to the climbing gyms in the area and do some rock wall climbing, and it's been really nice and really kind of mentally focusing. I'm able to focus on something mentally without focusing on grief, and I'm able to do things that I never thought I'd be doing. So yeah, it's either discovering a new hobby, going out to dinner, doing things as a family, but the most important thing is to take the break. If the break presents itself, take the break and don't look back. This stuff that we're doing is going to get done. It's not a matter of when, it's just we are going to get it done. So that's my talk for today. Appreciate the listeners. I got music for the podcast finally. Good friend of the family, his name is Ryan Drish. He did a music mixing for my YouTube channel, but also I texted him the other day. I said, "Hey, you want to mix me some music? I'll pay for it." He said, "No worries. You got an assignment. What do you need?" I told him about the podcast. He mixed me something for it, and it sounds really good. I think it's really going to be something nice to have at the beginning and the end of this podcast. It's just going to be really nice. So thank you, Ryan, if you're listening to this. I appreciate you and Leah a lot, and just for being here for me. It's really important. Thank you so much, guys.